I will hear somebody's story and I'll be touched. I've been a Christian my whole life. And I'll still be like, okay, if he can do it for you, he could probably do it for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly why if we're sharing with somebody, you don't know who's listening. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's craving that relationship with Jesus. You know, even if they know him already, it's like that relationship changes everything.
Great words from recording artist Katie Nicole. She was crowned New Artist of the Year at the 2023 Dove Awards, and she's got some new music. She's our guest this week right here on Conversations from Studio 5. We traveled to North Carolina and joined her backstage at this year's Winter Jam Fest. Let's dive into this week's Studio 5 conversation.
So how would you describe these last 2 years?
I would describe it as a whirlwind. I mean, it kind of has felt like a roller coaster ride. I mean, there's been so many highs and lows, and I mean, I've been very blessed. I feel like this year and last year just are a lot of dream come trues. Like, it's crazy to watch things that I've, you know, kept locked in my heart for so long just kind of coming alive and being so beautiful in front of me, and I just thank God for that.
I was scrolling through some photographs of you, and I saw one of you on stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
That is surreal to me, because I can only, I'm like, who else has been standing in this circle that I literally would die if I saw them in person? You know, I would, Dolly Parton, I'd just be gone. Gone. But, you know, just being on that stage is an honor, so.
Another thing I see, My God Can, with Naomi Raine.
She is the most incredible. Not only is her voice literally the most anointed thing I've ever heard in my life, but she's also just heart of gold. She is so amazing to sit down and talk with. She really loves the Lord, and that just, it shines from her heart. So I'm grateful that we got to do that together. But I'm not just grateful for the recording experience, but also the time that we got to spend, getting to know each other and, just having conversations about Jesus.
Now, whose idea was that? Yours, hers?
You know, I think it was an idea that the label had to put somebody on the song. Mm. And then I love Naomi. And I ran into her at a Dove event, a Dove Awards event. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey girl, do you want to be on a song? And she was like, sure, send it to my people. Let's hear. And then she was like, yeah, let's do this. And then it just happened. And I was like, this is crazy that you just were like, yeah.
I didn't expect it to be that easy. You couldn't write this story if you wanted it to.
I was like, that was way too easy.
So here we sit on the Winter Jam Tour. Mm. We're talking, roughly almost 40 cities?
So many.
What's this been like?
It's been wonderful, actually. I've actually really enjoyed my time out here. Getting to play in these rooms is, again, it's another surreal experience. It's kind of wild to just be in a room with so many people who love the Lord. And hearing them sing back to me every night is I mean, I think that's every musician's dream come true. Every songwriter would love to hear, a group of people singing their music, whether it's 10 people or 100 people or 1,000. I'm just grateful that, somebody was touched by the music that I've written.
Nice. Now, as we sit here at the Winter Jam Tour, today tickets are going on sale for the church music tour.
Yes.
And I understand that a certain Katie is going to be on that tour along with We the Kingdom.
I guess, how did this happen? I mean, I am beyond excited. We the Kingdom is one of my all-time favorite Christian bands, just bands in general. They create the most beautiful music. Their hearts are just so crazy for the Lord, and I love that. I love to see it, and so I can't wait to get to know them a little bit more and just hear the songs I love every night, and I just can't believe I get to share the stage with them.
Getting any rest?
Oh, goodness. Sometimes, every once in a while, maybe a 30-minute nap. I try to just find moments of quiet in my day and, really absorb that.
We've had the honor of sharing your story and the story behind In Jesus' Name, and we know that the miracle story touched many people. Mm-hmm. What's changed since then for you?
I think I've just grown up. I've grown up a lot. I think a year can change a lot in one's life. I'm so grateful for, you know, the things that in Jesus' name has, you know, brought into my life and how it's allowed me to just continue to write music that, you know, is touching the hearts of so many people, but also just that is from my heart and is so deep from, you know, my story, from my experience, just everything in my life. I get to write songs about that and it's so cool. So I'm growing as a songwriter, growing as a person, and so I'm just excited about what the future of my music will look like. And constantly just working to grow closer to Jesus and just, you know, abide in Him, you know, and just really consistently just keep my eyes on Him, you know.
I love that. Still praying over songs and putting them out on TikTok?
I mean, I haven't put as much original music out lately, but I also, again, haven't really been home a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I always, you know, pray into the songs that I'm writing and, mm-hmm. and say, Lord, let your will be done in these songs.
I understand that In Jesus' Name is now platinum.
That's wild. That one doesn't, I don't know if that one even feels real at this point in time. It's so crazy. I just can't believe that that's even a reality, that I get to live mm-hmm. a life where one of my songs has done so well, you know, mm-hmm. like my idea of success has nothing to do with, you know, platinum records or awards or anything like that. But knowing that that many people have heard the song and wanted to like consume this music mm-hmm. is a crazy, beautiful thing.
What are one of the testimonies that stand out? Because I imagine people have shared story after story
yeah.
about how this has touched them. What have you heard?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I've heard so many stories of loved ones being healed and, you know, many people are praying it and this is their, like they couldn't find the words to pray and this is their song that allows them to speak what they need to speak over themselves or their loved ones. But I've definitely experienced some really beautiful things and met some really beautiful people. And there have been so many encounters with Jesus through this song. I've experienced so many stories of just people in their lives going through such hard, hard trials and God just meeting them there. And I'm like, that's what it's all about. Whether the healing or the miracle ever comes, that God would meet you in that place is so sweet. And that's exactly why I want to write music, is so that I can hopefully just bring Jesus to people in their trials and their tribulations in their life. And I've met a couple wonderful little girls who were sick, and those experiences of meeting those little girls, and one of those little girls being so healthy now, and then the other one still a little bit in her battle, but just those sweet, sweet girls, and knowing that In Jesus' Name was carrying them through, like that is just amazing. It's like an anchor that keeps them held, you know, and I love that.
How are you feeling physically?
You know, day by day, we take it one step at a time, you know, and mm-hmm. and I believe that I'm on a healing journey, the same as I was the last time we met together. But I would say that I'm thriving. I would say that even on the bad days, I'm still considering myself thriving because, you know, God has kept me strong. He's allowed me to do this. And I could not ask for anything more, you know, mm-hmm. as long as He keeps me in it, like I'm gonna keep doing what I need to do, you know, mm-hmm. and keeping me strong, so.
What's been the biggest surprise so far?
Gosh, everything is a surprise to me. I had never seen myself in this position in my life. I mean, getting to sing at the Grand Ole Opry, Red Rocks, those are all like huge surprises that anyone would allow me to stand on those stages. But I just feel like a lot of everything is just like shocking to me. I was definitely surprised when I knew that I had a platinum song. Like that was definitely a surprise. So, yeah.
I want to talk about two other songs real quick that did climb to number one. Hold On.
Yeah.
And that allows us to explore, and you explore, some dark places as well.
Yeah.
Tell me where that song came from.
Yeah. I was dealing with a lot of depression at one point in my life, and I contemplated ending my life. And I reached for a bottle of pills one day, and when I did, that bottle of pills fell onto the floor and it spilled. And I felt the Lord just saying, hold on, I'm not done yet. And it just felt like I was being consumed by this feeling of, okay, I guess there's more for my life. Not really knowing what that meant, not really even knowing if I was gonna make it to the next day, but somehow having this, you know, they say having faith the size of a mustard seed, and I truly only had that. I was hanging on by a thread for real. But I made it to the other side when God really just showed up, and a miracle happened in my story that we talked about before. Mm-hmm. I had a second back surgery that kind of turned my life around, and I was dealing with a whole lot less pain. I had a new just faith in Jesus that I had not had before. I knew about the Holy Spirit for the first time because I felt it, and I believed it. You know, I didn't just know it, I believed it, you know? And so after that happened, you know, my life just became filled with joy. And even though there were still moments of depression and anxiety, and I still deal with it now, I definitely was in a place that I never thought I'd get to. So when my life kind of turned around for the better, that was, you know, almost 8 years ago. Almost 8 years ago. And then I wrote this song, and I was like, that song comes from this moment in my life of the Lord speaking through me and just keeping me tethered to Him.
How important do you think it was for you to share and others to share mm-hmm. their stories of dark moments, especially believers?
I mean, it is so important that we share the things that we've gone through, because you don't know who's gonna hear that story and think, man, Jesus, who is that? Who is this Jesus guy? Mm-hmm. And if He did it for you, can He do it for me? Like, that's always the question. Like, I will hear somebody's story and I'll be touched. I've been a Christian my whole life. And I'll still be like, okay, if He can do it for you, He could probably do it for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly why, if we're sharing with somebody, you don't know who's listening. You don't know who's craving that relationship with Jesus. You know, even if they know Him already, it's yeah. like that relationship changes everything.
We need to be reminded.
That's so true. I do.
I do as well. Yeah. God is in this story.
I mean, come on, we just talked about yes. it. That song is all about sharing your story, because God is at the center of it all. He's the author of your story. He wrote every little detail. He knows every little moment that's happened in your life. But maybe you don't realize that His handprint was right there. He was on every single thing that you've ever been through, the dark moments and the beautiful, bright, amazing moments. He was in every single season. And that's the thing. I think we forget that. Mm-hmm. Again, we need that reminder.
Yeah.
We need that reminder that God is... He's moving, even when it feels like He's not. He's good even when our circumstances are not. Like, I have to tell myself that. I have to be like, okay, God is still good. This is not good, but God is still good.
Amen, so, amen. Yeah. What's next? We know we've got the tour. Are we getting new music? What's happening?
I mean, I'm in the middle of writing a lot of songs. So there will definitely be another project coming up, but I would say just... be on the lookout, I guess. Yeah. Nice. I mean, I'm working real hard in writing rooms and just in my bedroom writing songs, you know, at my mm-hmm. piano. But I'm just being very prayerful in this season of what God wants me to move towards next, and what songs are in deep within my heart that, you know, haven't come out yet. So
what's that writing process like? Is it easy? Is it a hard place?
I can't say that it's easy. I can say that it's sometimes my darkest moments. I would say that most of my songs come from a lot of really big problems and struggles in my life. Like, I'm like, I don't want to be doing this right now, but God, You have something for me to say. You know, I'm like, I don't really want to sit down and write a song right now, but then He just moves. And I feel like I do a lot of my songwriting in my room, where I'm just kind of sitting with an instrument and just talking to God. Like, I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of my songs just come from me having a relationship with Jesus. Like, it's not, I would say that it's the most special thing and also the, like, least special thing at the same time. It's like, it's nothing special, but it is so special for me to have that relationship with Jesus. And it's so special that I get to bring these songs to people again. Like, I just can't believe I get to do that. So, yeah.
if you could go back in light of where we are now and all the great success, as well as the difficulty, what would you tell little Katie?
You know, I would tell the younger version of myself, you got this. It might seem like you don't on some days, but you do. And be yourself, because there's no one else like you. And God made you in His image, fearfully, wonderfully made, and He doesn't want you to change a thing. He just wants you to love Him and take it one step at a time.
And with the weird question that I asked Lecrae, because he surprised me in something he said at an interview. So,
yeah,
grits, sugar or no sugar?
Oh, sugar.
You have sugar too?
Yeah. Oh. Sugar and butter.
Oh, sugar, my Lord. Butter. Sugar and butter on grits.
Why do you not do that?
Salt and butter.
Have you
and
had
pepper.
It though?
No.
Okay, then it will change your life. Go try some grits with some sugar and butter, and it will make your life better.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Unless you don't like grits, then maybe
I love
just
grits.
Okay, then
I love, it's
then
one of my favorite things.
It's like dessert grits.
Okay.
I don't know. I got a sweet tooth, so anything with sugar is like
sugar and grits. Yeah, he said the same thing in an interview, and I was like, really? Okay.
No, it's normal.
Okay.
I promise.
That's why you guys are on tour
it.
Together.
No, you'll try it, and you'll be like, why was I not always doing this? I should have, yeah, just go try it. That's all I have to say. And anybody who's listening right now, go try your grits with some sugar. And some butter. Sugar and butter.
We will. Thank you.
It's probably going to cause diabetes, but don't like think about that right now.
Thank you.
Katie Nicole's album, Jesus Changed My Life, is available right now with a deluxe edition of the album also available. That one features several new songs. I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of Conversations from Studio 5 and making this your weekly destination for uplifting interviews in the world of lifestyle and entertainment with a strong focus on faith. Hope you'll join us right here for next week's conversation with actor and author Kirk Cameron. For more information on the show, please be sure to check out our Facebook page. You can also find us on Instagram by searching Studio 5. We'll see you next week right here on the podcast.